fight for our future.
Now, you mentioned China. You were the CEO of a big hedge fund. You did a lot of deals, things like that. Your competitors are coming at you saying you cost, I think, 50 jobs here in Pittsburgh with one of your deals. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So I jumped on 2 weeks ago officially at 8:20 in the morning. It was a Thursday morning. By 8:40, I had been hit with Mehmet Oz's super PAC, his campaign, by other campaigns and by the two Democratic contenders. So I think this is politics of the day. The things that are being said in those ads are not true. Certainly, there's never any outsourcing of jobs to any country, and there was certainly no outsourcing of jobs to China. And the businesses I ran had very, very little business at all with China. The firm I led had sort of 2% of its revenue coming from China. But the most important thing is that, you know, if you're challenged, and that's politics, they have to push back. So the thing that really struck me the most was my patriotism was questioned. And my response is that I'm not going to have my patriotism questioned as a guy who was a West Point grad and a combat vet by anybody, including Mehmet Oz, who's a dual Turkish citizen and served in the Turkish military. So I'm going to run a very positive campaign, but I also am going to punch back hard if I'm challenged. And I think that's what some things want, by the way. Somebody who's going to advance their agenda, but also fight for them. And that's what I'll do.